Blog Talk Radio.
Of a man, and he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he said, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. Continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world. I honor Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Each day, daily, and not just once in a while, I see ungodly men and women promoting and peddling their sin that encourage people to go to hell. Yet I see minimal efforts by Christians regarding their declaration of the living God, of whom we declare His Spirit dwells in us. Where are the Christians? Are we weeping for their souls each day? Are we pleading with at least one person per day to turn to Jesus Christ and away from sin? Are we losing our reputation and pride for the love of a soul? Where are we? We are not winning many to Jesus Christ because we don't go out into the field to plant the precious seeds of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we do decide to do this daily, we will find that harvest that we have been hoping for. Psalms 126 verse 6 says, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing in sheaves with him." The harvest comes after we go. Each day, you should go to at least one person and plant the seed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not only should we go, but we should encourage other Christians to daily share their faith in Jesus Christ. I am not talking about once in a while, rather every single day of your life. Let's take a realistic look at some basic statistics that could happen if you shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with one person a day for 1 year. That would be 365 people. For 5 years, that would be 1,825 people. Over a period of 10 years, it would be 3,650 people. And over a period of 20 years, it would be 7,300 people. Over a period of 30 years, it would be 10,950 people would have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ through you. That's not 100 a day, rather, just one a day. If you decide to share the gospel with two people instead of just one a day, you double these stats. What is wrong with the Christians today? Isn't this the reason that Jesus Christ died for the redemption of man and the salvation of souls? Beloved, we must complete the task. We must forcefully advance the kingdom. We must make the enemies of Jesus Christ his footstool. Let us start with our families, our neighbors, our friends, and co-workers and fellow students. We are to walk in authority on this earth and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Compassion, they fail not.
Your kingdom come, your will be done. Let your kingdom advance and be established through preaching, teaching, deliverance, and healing. Let the gates of my life and the city be open for the King of Glory to come in. Lord, you reign. You are clothed with majesty and strength. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting to everlasting. Lord, you are a great king above all gods. Let the heathen hear that the Lord reigns. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved. Lord, you have prepared your throne in the heavens, and your kingdom rules over all. Let men bless the Lord in all places of his dominion. Let men speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. Let your kingdom come through deliverance. Let the gospel of the kingdom be preached throughout the world with signs and wonders following. Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the kingdom because of your good pleasure to give it to me. Let the righteousness, peace, and the joy of the kingdom be established in my life and in this ministry. Let the kingdom of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord, of his Christ. Let the saints possess the kingdom. Overthrow the thrones of wicked kingdoms. Preserve me unto your heavenly kingdom. Let the scepter of your kingdom be released. I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things are added unto me. Break in pieces and consume every demonic kingdom that resist your dominion. Let all dominions serve and obey you in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight will be taken from Joshua chapter 7, the King James Version. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in their cursed thing. For Achan the son of Carmi, and the son of Zabdi, and the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth-Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua, and said unto him, let not all the men go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate, even unto Sherebrim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust unto their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would God be, we had been content and dwell on the other side Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it and shall environ around us and cut us off, cut our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, Get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, There is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before their enemies until ye take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof, and the family which the Lord shall take shall come by household, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he had, because he had transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he had wrought folly in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of Berites, and he brought the family of Berites, man by man. Zabdi was taken, and he brought his household man by man, and Achan the son of Carmi, and the son of Zabdi, and the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, And thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight. Then I coveted them and took them. And behold, they are in the earth, in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent. And behold, it was in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achim and the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Hakor. And Joshua said, Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Hakor unto this day. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our Christian social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry at House of David Ministries, Inc. at www.reverseofrevival.com. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, tonight's lesson will be the continuation of biblical demonic spirits and their functions. Spirit of heaviness. Isaiah 61 verse 3 says, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Spirit of heaviness, the Hebrew word for heaviness is kehik or kehek, meaning feeble, obscure, somewhat dark. A person cannot see their way, darkish, walks dim, heaviness. It is also to despond, to be weak, or light of the eyes, grow dull, darken, be dim, fail, faint, restrain utterly. The spirit of whoredom, Hosea 4, verse 12 to 14, and 5, verse 4. "My people ask counsel of their stocks, and their stuff declare it unto them. For the spirit of whoredoms had caused them to hear, and they have gone a-whoring from under their God. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains, and burn incense upon the hills, under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery. For themselves are separated with oars, and they sacrifice their harlots. Therefore the people that do it not understand shall fall. They will not frame their doings to turn unto their God. For the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them, and they have not known the Lord." Spirit of whoredoms. The Hebrew word for whoredom is zana, meaning to commit adultery, usually of the female and less often of simple fornication, rarely of involuntary ravishment or rape, to commit fornication continually, be and play with harlots, whore, commit, fall to, whoredom, cause to go, whoring, whorish. These spirits influence people to commit sexual sins. These sins are everywhere today, which should cause us to realize the impact that they are having and this time in our society. Spirit of infirmity, sickness. Luke 13 verse 11 says, "And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself." The spirit of infirmity, which is sickness. The Greek word for infirmity is asthenia, meaning feebleness of the body and mind. By implication, malady, frailty, disease, infirmity, sickness, weakness. It can also mean without strength or impotent. These spirits try and cause sickness in various parts of the body. Because of the advancement in medicine and technology, the consistent evidence of their work is not as visible. Yet, they are all still at work greatly. These spirits often can use doors to get in and cause some kind of sickness. One of the greatest doors is that of fear. Spirit of divination. Acts 16, verse 16 says, "And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying." Spirit of divination. The Greek word for divination is puthon, meaning from the Puto, the name of the region where Delphi, the seat of the famous oracle, was located. An oracle is a person through whom a deity supposedly speaks through. A potam is also a python who has similarities with the diviner. Inspiration, soothsaying, divination. These are people in whom are oracles, spokespeople for demonic spirits, especially those spirits that try to act as if they are deity or gods. This also is very prevalent in the church world today. Spirit of slumber or deep sleep. Romans 11 verse 8 says, "According as it is written, God had given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day." Isaiah 29 verse 10 says, "For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered." Spirit of slumber or deep sleep. The Greek word for slumber is katanousis, meaning a prickling sensation of the limbs, sleep, stupor, lethargy, slumber. The Hebrew word for deep sleep is tadima, meaning lethargy, trance, deep sleep. There are spirits that try to make people, especially Christians, when they are trying to pray, read their word or serve God in other capacities, lethargy, which is an abnormal drowsiness, sluggishness, apathy. Spirit of the prince of the power of the air. Ephesians 2 verse 2 says, "Wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." Spirit of the prince of the power of the air. The Greek word for prince is archon, pronounced arcane, meaning first in rank or power, chief ruler, magistrate, prince, ruler, although this can imply any demonic principality. I believe in this text of scripture that it is talking about Satan himself, for he is the prince of the power of the air, similar to the entire world. The word air in the Greek means to breathe unconsciously, respire, as natural air that surrounds a circle, the earth. This prince ruled the air around the earth, and none other than Satan. The spirit of Antichrist. 1 John 4 verse 3 says, "And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God." And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. Spirit of Antichrist. The Greek word for Antichrist is Antichristos, meaning an opponent of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. This spirit is prevailing in the land through people who come against Jesus Christ. It's very strange that many people don't attack the false religion, rather most come at who Jesus is. This kind of thing is derived from the spirit of Antichrist. We will take a short break and come right back. Continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Tonight's lesson will be the continuation of biblical demonic spirits and their functions. Spirit of error. 1 John 4, verse 6 says, "We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we are the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." The spirit of error, the Greek word for error is plane, or plane, meaning fraudulence, a straying from orthodoxy or piety, deceit, to deceive, delusion, error. There are many spirits today in the church and out of the church that cause people to be vessels that lead people in error. This was the case with Jim Jones, the false spiritual leader who led many astray and killed them in Guyana. This usually happens when a person steps out of the call they have to step into one that they have not been given, as well as when people will not submit to truth that God has revealed because of pride and arrogance. Seducing spirits. 1 Timothy 4 verse 1 says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Seducing spirits. The Greek word for seducing spirits is planos, meaning roving, as a tramp, an impostor or misleader, deceiver, seducing. The American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language defines seducing as to lead a person away from duty or proper conduct, entice into wrongful behavior, corrupt, to induce, to have sexual intercourse, to win over, attract. This is such a common thing that demons use people to do in our day-to-day lives. The spirit of the world. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 12 says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." Spirit of the world. The word world in the Greek is cosmos, pronounced cosmos, meaning the world in a wide or narrow sense, including its inhabitants and the immorality. It can also be adorning, dressing, and making oneself up, like the world. This can even be in the church. When you see Christians who are immoral and who try to adorn themselves like the world, this can also include when churches take on a worldly approach, trying to make sinners and the lost feel at home by making the church a reflection of the world rather than causing them to fall under the conviction of the Holy Spirit through the preaching and teaching of an unadulterated word of God, which calls them to repentance from ungodly and worldly behavior. The spirit of the world has its roots in Satan, for he is the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. Knowing the function of these spirits and understanding their function will help the serious Christian who wants to work the work of God gain insight regarding diagnosing circumstances from a spiritual perspective. Beloved, learn as much as you can regarding your call to service for the Lord, for this will afford you to be used by God in a great way. Tonight, we would like to extend an invitation to to those who do not know Jesus Christ and those who have turned away from Christ. In Revelation 2 verse 4, Jesus warned that the Christians in a particular church had drifted away from their first love. They did not love him as they once did. Could this apply to you and me today? In Romans 10 verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I would like to invite you right now to pray to God, telling him you are ready to trust Jesus Christ to save you from the penalty of sin, and confess him as Lord and Savior of your life. Tonight, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, waiting to be your Lord and Master. I'm going to ask you to submit to him by repenting of your sins and enthrone him in the center of your heart. He allows no rivals. Let us pray. Lord, I admit that I have sinned and made myself unclean before you, the Holy God. I understand that I deserve death as a penalty for my sin. I believe that Jesus Christ paid the price with his blood. I want to turn away from my lifestyle of selfishness and sin. I repent. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I put him in control of my life as Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Dearly beloved, if you have just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you have just recommitted your life to Jesus Christ, and you would like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We would like to extend our gratitude to you for listening to our show tonight, and remind you that you should tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We pray that this lesson tonight will be a blessing to you, and that you will continue to tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. Let every soul be judged. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. God bless you, and good night.